कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदानन्दन प्रजजन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन प्रजजन रञ्जन यमुना तीर Come on.
Anyone stays downstairs? Huh? How could they stay when you're old? Chanting and dancing all the time. Okay, so nice to meet all of you once again, or again and again. Am I meeting here first time ever? Are there any of you new ones, brand new? Half dozen. So these are both the bases here? Combined. Reunion. No? Sammelan of the souls. Souls here, souls residing at another base. Yeah, nice to see your enthusiasm. You are new and young and enthusiastic. Hence enthusiastic. Stay enthusiastic forever. Staying high forever. International Society for Krishna Consciousness is directing souls all over towards the lotus feet of Sri Krishna or Sri Ram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have got a clue. Prabhupada, you know, just remembering. He wrote to a president of India way back in 1950s. And in the letter he said that I have got a clue that I'll be going back to Godhead. After when I leave this body, I'll be going back to Godhead. I have got a clue. And then he also said, I want to bring as many souls with me as possible. And then the president of India or the leaders of India should support this endeavor, this mission. It's a very nice letter. I mean, you could read that. There are many letters. You wrote to many leaders, Mahatma Gandhi also. 1948, Jawaharlal Nehru. Srila Prabhupada was very close to Lal Bahadur Shastri. We have seen his photograph, Prabhupada and Lal Bahadur Shastri together. And many governors. There is another world beyond this material existence. It exists right now. Krishna is there. And unfortunately, we are here. Parallel. We are trying to be Krishna ourselves or God ourselves. So Prabhupada knew all this. He was fully realized soul. Realized, enlightened, inspired. So then he, 49 years ago, he founded this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Make more and more people conscious of Krishna. Conscious of Krishna. God exists and God is like this and God is He looks like this and He plays like this and like that. This is His abode, Golok, and we are His parts and parcels. This is all Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious. International society, He wanted a society, not just ashram or as a temple. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. cross sections, all age groups, all, you know, the two genders, ladies and gentlemen, and for everybody, of course. And for the soul, soul has nothing to do with being young or being old or being rich or poor or belonging to this country or that country. Soul is soul. Soul is soul. I did not say much, but that is. Soul is soul. Soul is like that. Soul is like that. So we are happy that you are fortunate and intelligent. As a result, you are here. At least two reasons. You are fortunate and you are intelligent. Kaun bhagyavan jeev, fortunate. Lord makes some souls fortunate. Okay, you be fortunate. You be fortunate. Okay, you. All of you here. Lord has. It's our good fortune that we are turning to Krishna, to God, coming to Him. Just started thinking about Him. Or just started to know more about Him. And also, no sleeping. Otherwise, how could you know Him? You sleep. So we have woken up. This is our good fortune. And Jai Krishna Bhaje Sai Bada Chatur, he said. That person is intelligent or smart. Chatur. Chatur ko kya kehte hai? Chatur. Clever. Okay, smart. That person is very clever. Who is clever? Jai Krishna Bhaje Sai Bada Chatur. If you want to know who is Chatur, who is clever. And the pickpocketer, they're also clever. Huh? That's also. So many people are clever that way, in that sense. But real cleverness is when you go for Krishna. Want to go to Krishna, want to serve Krishna. Yeah, and also you want to know everything. And Krishna is that everything. Yasmin vigyate sarvam eva vigyatam bhavati. It's also a statement. Yasmin vigyate, by knowing him or whom, sarvam vigyate. You know everything. We're talking about knowledge, knowledgeable. Krishna conscious person are knowledgeable. Full knowledge. Because they know Krishna. They know Krishna. But when you ignore Krishna, then you become ignorant. You heard the word ignorant? Ignorance and ignorant. Ignorance is quality and ignorant is a person. He is ignorant because he is full of ignorance. And why do we call him ignorant? Because he is ignoring the fact. He doesn't know. He is ignoring God. He is ignoring Krishna. So he is ignorant, full of ignorance. So you know Krishna, and you also know this world also. You get to know it's Krishna's world, or spirit and the matter. You get to know about not only Krishna, who is Supreme Spirit. And then we are also Spirit. He is Atma. He is also Atma, and we are also Atma. He is Vibhu Atma, we are Anu Atma. He is Supreme Soul, or His Super Soul, we're just a soul, part and parcel of Supreme. So knowing this, or Bhumi Abunala Vayu Kamana Buddhireva Jahankariti Yame Bhinna Prakriti Rashtadhar says, this is my Prakriti. I am Purush, and this is my Prakriti. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. And there's a knowledge about all these matters. Mind is a matter. Mind is element, a subtle element. It's a great study in Vedas. The world doesn't know. They know a little bit about the mind. The Vedas, Puranas, when Bhagavad Gita talks so much about the mind, then intelligence, something to know about the intelligence. And the functions of the intelligence, and the characteristics of intelligence, the properties, the nature of intelligence, mind intelligence, false ego called ahankar. There's so much to know. And there is knowledge about these matters. Mind intelligence, false ego. And when the matter exists, antimatter also must exist. The scientists in Russia, they came to this conclusion, Srila Prabhupada mentions in his Easy Journey to Other Planets. Prabhupada wrote a book way back in 1950s. Easy Journey to Other Planets. So there he mentions that the matter exists, its counterpart, the spirit, which they call, they did not call that spirit, but antimatter. Matter and antimatter. Antimatter is spirit. Spirit also must exist. So at least they have gone that far. They have come to some understanding. Yeah, he says, if this matter exists, antimatter must also exist. And of course there's a lot of study in the consciousness. The scientists are studying consciousness. Consciousness is just now becoming this, the subject matter or topic of study. Consciousness, which is very, very subtle. Consciousness. But they're turning to. Of course, ISKCON has a branch called Bhakti Vedanta Institute, and we have many scientists. Now they have become spiritual scientists. You've heard about one spiritual scientist. He writes articles called Spiritual Scientists. Chaitanya Charan. He's not formally part of BI, Bhakti Vedanta Institute. We have Rasa Raj Prabhu. He's a big scientist. He was a scientist, now he has become a spiritual scientist. Because it's all the science of self-realization. Science of what? Self-realization. This is very big science. This is original science. Then Srila Prabhupada used to talk, the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Life comes from life. This is Prabhupada's statement. Life comes from life, not from matter. This is something to think about. People are not thinking, they don't know this. Life comes from life. Life does not come from the matter. The soul is full of life. Soul is full of life. Or there are symptoms of life. Even this symptom of life. Even this movement. This is symptom of life. This fly is flying here, right here. A symptom of life. A child has born, but if the child keeps growing, that is a symptom of life. But some children, soon upon their birth, they die. They do not grow. What happened? Why are they not growing? There is no life. So what gives life to the body is the soul. Body appears to be living body. Talking means sign of life, right? If you are hearing, that is sign of life. If you are seeing, that is sign of life. Sometimes person, he leaves his body, but his eyes remain open. You have seen? So if you show your two fingers and ask him, how many fingers? That person is not going to open his mouth and say, or eyes are there, but his eyes are not seeing. Ears are there, but they are not hearing. Nose is there, but there is no smelling, or there is no sense perception. So all the symptoms of life that we observe in the bodies, all the bodies, these are because of the soul's presence in the body. So this is all science. Science of self-realization, science of God-realization. This is science and this is Shastra. Science they call Shastra. Shastra class. In our high school, every teacher comes. Now Rasayan, now Shastra, now this, now that. Rasayan Shastra, biology, this Shastra, botany Shastra, this Shastra, Khagol Shastra, Bhugol Shastra. This is a superior science, spiritual science. Studying matter, that is some kind of science. Studying spirit, supreme spirit, that is yet higher science. And those who know that science are, certainly we could call them scientists. They are scientists. Our spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, was a big scientist, spiritual scientist, big scientist. And our Bharatvarsha, India is great. Why India is great? Because India, so many big scientists, Srila Vyasadeva appeared as a scientist. Madhvacharya, another big scientist, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, and your name. There are hundreds and thousands of them, spiritual scientists. They're studying shastras. Ekam shastram Devaki putra gitam ka. This is Gita Mahatmya says. Gita is Shastra. Ekam Shastram. One Shastra, one scripture is enough. One Shastra is enough. And there is Bhagavad Gita. It's called Shastra. Ekam Shastram. Your Shastra Vidhim Mutrajya. Krishna said later on in the Bhagavad Gita. Shastra Vidhim Shastra. Gita, Bhagavad, these are Shastras. Vedas, Puranas, these are Shastras. This is science, and one who knows this is a scientist. It's not only in Galileo and those who did discoveries and inventions. They're not the only scientists. Or a Darwin's. T. theory only. He presented theory, not science. Darwin's theory of evolution, not science, theory. His speculation, his mental speculation. Really. So you are born in Bharat Varsha, so you are, there's another reason to be fortunate that you have taken birth in Bharat Varsha, Bharat Bhumi. The Bhumi of the great spiritual scientists, sages. They were doing experiments all the time. In their heart as their laboratory. They're doing research and discoveries, inventions, analytical study. Neti, not this, this one, called Sankhya philosophy. This is matter, this is spirit, this is analytical study. You analyze. Our previous acharyas, great souls, spiritual scientists, sages, they have there's a stop anyway. I was going to say Sthapatya Shastra, the architect and design, is all based on this Vastu Shastra. Vastu Shastra. There's a Vastu Purush also. Each building, there's a Purush. There's a whole Shastra. The direction of the the building and this and that, different. Where should hand pump? Where should the kitchen in the building? It's a whole science. Vastu Shastra. I mean, you could name it, and all the Shastras, all the knowledge is available. Gita, Bhagavat, Veda, Puranas, complete. All that we need to know. Ayurveda. The life as a whole. There's one Veda, one Upaveda. One of the Upavedas. Ayurveda. There's Dhanurveda also. Archery and fighting. Dronacharya was a teacher, teaching Pandavas and Kauravas, okay, take arrow and aim at the goal. It's a whole. The kinds of weapons 5,000 years ago used in during the Kurukshetra war. Agni Shastra, Vayu Shastra, this kind of Shastra, that kind of Shastra. They would just chant some mantras. And they were very expert. Even Ekalavya Bhava. It was a dog barking around the residence of Dronacharya. He thought this dog must be disturbing my Guru Maharaj. So he wanted to shut up. "You dog, shut up." The dog was not going to listen. He shut up. So then he was shooting arrows right into the mouth of the dog. He filled the mouth of the dog with arrows. And then he was not able to bark. And he was going around with a bunch of arrows. "Who did this? Who did this?" Not a drop of blood was oozing or dropping down. What an expert archer. Well, and this science. So our forefathers, so much ignorance. Ignorance of all these facts that dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsava. That was world war. And not again First World War. So many wars had taken place earlier also. But now, the historians talk of the First World War that took place in 1918 or something. 1918. Second World War. 1940 or early 40s. Second World War. Where is this Dharma Kshetra Kuru Kshetra war? What happened with it? Oh, it's mythology. It's mythology. All this Purana, that's not a fact. This is how we are brainwashed. And what supports is Darwin's theory of evolution also. Yeah, neither they know how the world was created. It's a big mystery. One of the 10 unanswered questions. There's one book published. 10 unanswered questions. Entire human race, at least they think, has no answers yet. One of the questions is the creation. And the scientists have some hodgepodge, they say, some theories. The Big Bang theory. No, that's not how the world was created. There's a whole description, detailed description. Sarga and Upasarga. How Lord begins the creation. And then soon Brahma is empowered to take over or continue the creation. This is one of the 10 subject matters of Bhagavatam. Anyway, that is also 10 questions, I said. Anyway, there's no connection between those 10 and this. So there are 10 subject matters. And one of the subject matter of Bhagavatam is creation. And the secondary creation. And not that at the beginning of the creation, the first being was very simple cell called amoeba. This is a speculation. And then more complex life and the chemicals and interaction, and then life came into being. It's not like that. This is the whole world is being misled and brainwashed. Everything you need to know about creation is there. Veda, it's called Veda, means knowledge. Big body of knowledge. And again, it's coming from God. So the world is around for a long, long, long time. And the first being that Lord created was not one cell, amoeba, but full-fledged, four-headed Brahma was the first one to be born. And then there are 8,400,000 varieties of species were created simultaneously. 8,400,000. Then Shastras also give breakdown. Jalaja nava lakshani. Jalaja. Jalaja. Those born in the water, aquatics, are Navalakshani, 900,000, 9 lakhs. You could go around counting them. You'll find number would be, grand total would be 900,000. Krimaya, the germs and worms, Rudra Sankhyakaha, 11 lakhs. I like that. Pakshinam dasa lakshanam, 1,000,000 or 10 lakh varieties of birds. I like that. Grand total. And then the plant species, 20 lakhs. And the animal species, four-legged animals, more fully developed animals. They are of 30 lakhs. Manushanam chatur lakshanam. The human beings are of 400,000 kinds of humans, varieties. So this 84 lakhs. They all were born in the very beginning of the creation. And so much ignorance. All faith is in the senses, or empiric knowledge. Show me. Seeing is believing. I will believe if I could see, or only if I could touch. Whatever I touch, only that exists. And if you say something exists but I cannot touch, then it doesn't exist. This is the scientist's way of thinking and acquiring knowledge. They are so much proud of their senses, knowledge acquiring senses. But the senses have their limits. Senses are limited, imperfect. So knowledge should be acquired from a perfect source. And that perfect source is all the Shastras, Gita, Bhagavad, Veda, Purana. These are the perfect sources. God-given. and he could rear and this. So like that, the creation, and I should be stopping around some time. The world is around for a long, long time. Not the understanding that prevails says that when your Kurukshetra war took place, which you talk about, no, it's not possible, because around that time the man was just residing in the caves. Well, Darwin's theory of evolution from amoeba, more complex life, and then finally there was the monkey. And next version, the evolution, further evolution took place, and from that, that monkey, they call, what they call? Apes. Then comes the human being. Darwin looks very close to, if you look at his photograph, you'll be reminded of Warner. So he says we are bandar ke aulaad. We say we are Brahma's aulaad. We come from Brahma, the Chaturmukhi Brahma. He's the first one. From him, further creation, further bodies, further species bodies created. So the concept of time is not there. I mean, there it exists, but ignorant people, scientists, the Westerners, they don't know. Even this, there are four yugas, sambhavami. Yuge, yuge, that Krishna talks about, Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. They don't know. Kali Yuga lasts for 432,000 varshon ka Kali Yuga. 400. And Dwapar is twice as long, Treta is three times as long, and Kali, Satya is four times as long. And these four ages together is one Mahayuga. You multiplied this period with 1,000 time, Yuga Sahasram. Brahma Yuga Sahasram. Then that is Brahma's one day. But that is only day. Then you multiply that by two, then that is day and night. It's 24 hours. And then you multiply that by seven, so those many weeks. Multiply that by 12. That is years, that is 1 year, that's 1 year of Brahma. 100 such years, Brahma. Brahma's duration of life is 100 such years. And this is Brahma's one lifespan is equal to Lord's just one breath. Just half the breath. And that's not a It's not a swas and one swas, not a exhale, inhale. Only when exhalation takes place, all these brahmandas are coming into existence and brahmas are born. And there are many, many brahmandas, universes. Now, how are you going to find that out? You could use some telescope to find the Milky Ways and, oh, we found that star, it's a new star, and this star, and that star, and this star. They haven't seen even the nook and the corners of this universe. And because they're, they must see in order to accept or believe that it exists. They cannot see with their telescopes. They cannot see other universes. Other universes are there outside this universe. And they're floating in an ocean. Like different footballs are floating all around. Yeah, one time our Brahma, Chaturmukhi Brahma also did not know. He was thinking, I am the only Brahma, this is the only universe. So when he had gone for seeing Krishna in Dwarka 5,000 years ago, Brahma came down from Brahmalok, and he was stopped at the gate by gatekeepers. Brahma was stopped. He said, now we had to check with the Lord whether he's free, he would like to see you. So when chowkidars, they went to check. They said, Brahma has come. Brahma? Okay, go ask which Brahma has come. So messengers were back at the security point. And they were inquired, yes, I mean, Lord could see you, but he would like to know which Brahma are you? And Brahma was startled, what? Which Brahma? What is this? Which Brahma? I'm the only. He was thinking, I'm the only. Okay, if he's insisting that he has to know which Brahma, then. And Chaturmukhi Brahma, father of four Kumaras, please inform. So then, finally, he was allowed to enter the palace of the Lord, Sri Krishna, Dwarkadish. And then Brahma was welcomed by the Lord. Please come, have a seat. And as Brahma took seat, and because Brahma was bewildered, his head was spinning and making rounds. So the first, may I? No, what, Lord, what do you meant when you inquired which Brahma has come? Could I have a little clarification? Could you so throw a little light on this question? Then Lord did not speak, but then as Brahma was seated, very soon he saw another person walking through the entrance and offering full dandavat. He had five heads with a crown and all that. And with folded hands, he also accepted another seat, and soon another one comes. He has six heads. Obeisances taken seat, and another one with 10 heads, and 100 heads, and 1,000 heads, and like that. The hall was a good size hall when first Brahma had come. But as more and more Brahmas were coming in, the hall was getting expanded and expanded and expanded by the will of the Lord or by yoga maya of the Lord. And the walls were just moving and making more space and more space and more space for Brahma with thousand hairs. You could imagine the kind of space that is required for one Brahma. And he could also move his head with thousand hairs. So this was a demonstration. Lord did not answer by speaking, but whole pratyakshik, whole demonstration was there. All Brahmas from all the universes were invited. This way must be some way of communicating them. No SMS. Very fast communication, very fast. Very fast communication. So there are so many universes also. And it's like that. Whatever Vedas, Puranas, Gita, Bhagavad says, it is like that, that it exists, it is like that right now, right here. All the universes are out there, all around, all over. So not to know this is a big ignorance, isn't it? This is ignorance. And to know this is Krishna consciousness. Or God consciousness, when you are conscious of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you get to know all this. And all these universes put together is just in one corner of the entire existence. Lord has a kingdom. Lord's kingdom is of two kinds. This is a material kingdom, and yet there's another kingdom beyond this material kingdom, spiritual kingdom. Parastasmātu bhāvanya. So 5,000 years ago, Lord appeared and he revealed a lot of things, or he further confirmed a lot of things which were already stated, mentioned in the Shastras. The previous great devotees had realized or compiled, written those statements. Lord Krishna upholds those statements. He speaks this Bhagavad Gita. Very concise, very briefly, in sutra form, and talks. Yeah, throwing light on so many aspects of existence, creation. So in there, he mentioned he has his own abode beyond this material existence and resides there, he says. Na tadbhāsayate suryo na saśaṅko na pāvakaḥ. My abode is like this. No Shashanka, no moon required. No sun required. No electricity. Where is the light coming from? Comes from me. I am Chandra. I'm a Krishna Chandra. I'm Rama Chandra. Or Krishna Surya Sam. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hayandaka. There's a darkness. Maya is causing all the darkness, all the ignorance. But I am the source of light, all light, even this light, and this light that we are. This has source in the Lord. Prabhasmi, he says. Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo. Prabha, the light coming from Shashi, that is Chandrama, this moon, Surya, sun. I am that light. From me comes the light. And in fact, all our seeing is possible if Lord shows us in the form of light. Okay, you have eyes, but you can't see when there's a blackout. Say at night time, blackout, no electricity. Eyes are there. Could you see? You can't see. What is your power of seeing? When Lord shows us, then we could see. Or He sees first and then we are secondary seers of anything. So this light, sun is like a mirror, and effulgence coming from Lord's personality is reflected into this world in the form of sun rays and moon rays and like that. So this also makes you Krishna conscious to know this. Prabhasmi Shashi Suryo. So, so this human form of life is meant to be Krishna conscious, God conscious, to know God, to know ourselves. Know that we are spirit souls. It's a big subject matter. We are spirit souls. We are spirit. We are spirit, which is basis of this body, foundation of this body. Our body exists because of the soul. Soulless body is dead body, immediately taken to the cremation ground. Chala gaya, and people are he was just now here. He has left, he has gone. Who has gone? The body is right there in front of you. The people then admit, yes, he has gone. So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Lord's institution, Lord's organization of devotees who are busy learning and teaching this science of God, science of soul, science of Krishna consciousness, which is the whole goal of this human form of life. If we do not learn this, we have learned nothing more than what animals already know. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Business goes on in animal society, bird society, all societies. They're nicely eating, nicely sleeping, nicely having sex, lot of sex.